insurance agents. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's border czar visiting Texas as reports surface about how the new administration plans to deal with so-called sanctuary cities.
Donald Trump is doubling down on his plan for mass deportations. We're learning this morning that his advisors are discussing a plan to strip federal resources from Democratic-run cities if they refuse to work with the administration on deporting undocumented immigrants.
That reporting from the Washington Post, according to ABC's Selena Wang at Mar-a-Lago. A U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel appears to be holding several hours after it was signed. People began returning to neighborhoods in southern Lebanon as Israeli troops began withdrawing from the same areas. The University of North Carolina Asheville is offering free in-state tuition this spring. It's intended for families who live in sections of the state devastated by Hurricane Helene back in September. UNC Asheville has already spent $30 million on campus repairs. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican Donald Trump's support has grown broadly since he last sought the presidency. In his defeat of Democrat Kamala Harris, Trump won a bigger percentage of the vote in each one of the 50 states and Washington, D.C. than he did 4 years ago. According to an Associated Press analysis, he won more actual votes than in 2020 in 40 states. Even with turnout lower, Trump received 2.5 million more votes than he did in 2020. Trump cut into places where Harris needed to overperform to win a close election, especially in swing state metropolitan areas that have been Democrats' winning electoral strongholds. Now Democrats are weighing how to regain traction ahead of the midterm elections in 2 years. UW-Madison has jumped up in research rankings. 4 years, it was number 8 on the list of universities that spent the most on research, but now it's number 6. That's because it has $1.7 billion in research expenditures. About half of that came from federal grants and awards. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced $400,000 has been designated to construct a new facility for the City of New Lisbon's Law Enforcement Department. The new facility will reduce safety risk posed by the current century-old building, upgrade infrastructure, and improve efficiency. The funding comes through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Community Facilities Grant Program. The new facility will feature designated areas for offices of the police chief, administrative assistant, and officers to ensure the safety of both law enforcement and officials and civilians entering and exiting the building. It will also include a waiting room, break room, interrogation room, evidence and evidence storage rooms, armory, storage spaces, training area, bathroom areas, and a drive-through squad bay. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback? In the cold, Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami. So how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Our travel weather will be pretty good through this holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 39 this afternoon. Tonight, flurries, 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be cold with highs in the mid-20s and lows in the teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special. Trigby Olson, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Doing today. It is about 6 minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Wednesday morning. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Yep, and welcome into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host for today, Stu Daniels. I've been here all week, and Earl will be back on Monday. So you got that to look forward to. I hope you're having a good day so far. We're going to have several topics to discuss on the radio show this morning, and stay tuned because coming up during the second hour of the show today, I'm hoping to take a lot of phone calls in response to my question, what are you thankful for as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving? What are you thankful for in your personal life or in the world overall? What is it you're thankful for? It's important to express gratitude, show gratitude, and be thankful for all the great things that we have, right? Sometimes it seems like we have more great things than others, but there's always things to be thankful for. So during the second hour of the show, I'm hoping I'll get lots of callers, and you can tell me what you are thankful for. Excuse me, in the news today, there is definitely a lot going on, and we do have reason to celebrate and be cautiously optimistic. That's because a ceasefire has taken effect in Lebanon. This is big news. This will change the lives of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people on the other side of the world, but obviously it's a small world these days, so what happens there affects us in our daily lives. And by the way, if you want to call in for anything that we're discussing today, feel free. The phone number is 855-752-4842. This ceasefire deal has been in the works for at least a few weeks, maybe several weeks or longer, but this deal, the ceasefire, that's between Israel and Hezbollah, could end that conflict that's been going on for over a year now. This ceasefire agreement brokered by President Joe Biden and his administration with the help of France and others. And this agreement is especially good news for the people of Lebanon, as well as the citizens of Israel. This conflict, the bombing from both sides has been going on for over a year now, killing more than 3,700 people in Lebanon, including about 1,000 women and children, and also has displaced over 1 million people in Lebanon.
many having to flee their homes that have been destroyed, heading north just to try to stay alive. So this is good news as long as it lasts. And there is still the conflict going on between Israel and Gaza. And from what I understand, at least what's being reported now, the Biden administration is working on putting together some type of ceasefire on that as well, that I think they'd like to get done before Biden leaves office. So that is definitely one thing we can all be thankful for as we get ready for Thanksgiving. Ceasefire in Lebanon today, announced yesterday. Now, I do have several other items I'd like to discuss today. You know, yesterday we were talking about the tariffs. We talked about the tariffs quite a bit yesterday, these tariffs that are being proposed by the incoming administration, the incoming president, tariffs of 25% on Mexico and Canada, goods coming in from those countries, as well as an additional 10% on goods coming from China, 10% in addition to what may already be, what tariffs may already be on those goods. Okay, so obviously there's going to be a big response from those countries as far as what they may do in retaliation. This is the whole idea of tariffs has been it's been a controversy for a long time. But anytime the United States or even other countries have tried tariffs over the years, it doesn't really work out good for anyone, especially these big blanket tariffs, where you say everything coming in from that country. You know, you could argue that occasionally a strategic tariff may be worth considering if you're going to target just one small sector, like rolled steel or something like that. If you feel that China or someone else is not playing fair in the market. But to have a blanket tariff of 25% covering everything coming in from one or two particular countries doesn't make sense to any economist that I've ever seen or heard from. But I want to give you what is the response from Mexico's president. She had an interesting response for the incoming president, Donald Trump, and his idea of tariffs. This is from MSNBC. The headline says, Mexico's president schools Trump over his threat to institute crippling tariffs. The subheadline says, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says that the incoming U.S. president's plan to institute massive tariffs on Mexican imports would bring about mutually assured economic destruction. And this piece by Jahan Jones starts out by saying Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum schooled Donald Trump on Tuesday, warning that the president-elect's plans for import tariffs would result in mutually assured economic destruction for both countries. During a news conference, Sheinbaum read a letter she said she planned to send to Trump, in which she warns that Mexico will retaliate with tariffs targeting U.S. imports if he follows through. Per the Washington Post, the United States conducts more trade with Mexico than any other country, importing $475 billion in goods from Mexico last year and exporting almost $323 billion. So Sheinbaum's warning basically amounted to, quote, you don't want these problems. And Trump's tariffs, by the way, will spark a trade war that escalates, quote, until we put our common businesses at risk, she warned in Spanish per Reuters. She continued by saying, quote, for example, Mexico's main exporters to the United States are General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford Motor Company, which came to Mexico 80 years ago. Why put a tax on them that puts them at risk? It is not acceptable and would cause the United States and Mexico inflation and job losses. Sheinbaum also effectively responded to Trump's claim that Mexico is exporting crime and drugs into the United States. For the record, crime has declined at a historic rate under the Biden administration. The Mexican president said, quote, 70% of the illegal weapons seized from criminals in Mexico come from your country. She's speaking to Donald Trump. We do not produce these weapons, nor do we consume synthetic drugs. Tragically, it is in our country that lives are lost to the violence resulting from meeting the drug demand in yours. Okay, you understand what's going on there, right? She is speaking directly. She's reading from the letter that she wrote to Donald Trump. I'm going to read this again. This is really important information. She said, the president of Mexico said that 70% of the illegal weapons that are seized from criminals in Mexico come from your country. In other words, the United States. She said, we do not produce these weapons, nor do we consume synthetic drugs. Tragically, it is in our country that lives are lost to the violence resulting from meeting the drug demand in yours. So obviously, the drug demand is in the United States. The criminals try to meet that demand, and lives are lost. This piece that I found at MSNBC goes on and says, even though Mexico's cartels have distributed drugs such as fentanyl, the country has largely avoided an opioid epidemic like the one here. And Mexico has spent years seeking damages from U.S. gun manufacturers for the flood of American-made weapons that have fueled the violence there. So these are guns, weapons coming down from the United States that the criminals are using in Mexico. Just a little bit more of this before we go to the break. Considering Trump's history of deriding Mexico and his documented aversion to powerful women, it feels safe to say that Sheinbaum's sober warning is unlikely to change Trump's mind. After all, she's essentially echoing things that some of the top economic experts in the United States have been saying for months about the imminent danger in Trump stoking tariff-related trade wars. All right, but Mexico's president showed, at least for now, that she's not going to bend the knee to Trump. And if it's a trade war he wants, a trade war he will get, with all the collateral damage that comes with it. So that's the response from the president of Mexico. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. A lot of people are saying that these talks of tariffs by Trump are just bluster, and that these are just threats that he may not actually go through with. We'll have to see. Hey, we got to take a break. Stick around if you want to call in. The phone number is 855-752-4842. We'll go to the phone lines after the break.
From the center, WRCE.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm talking about. Yeah, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on this Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. I'm your fill-in host, Stu Daniels. Earl will be back on Monday. He's doing fine and looking forward to Thanksgiving. And I hope you're looking forward to Thanksgiving as well, because coming up during the second hour of today's show, I'm going to be asking you to call in and tell me what you are thankful for. I hope I get a lot of phone calls from listeners, maybe some of you who don't normally call in, but just give me a call. Let us know what you are thankful for. It can be something small in your personal life, or it can be something big that affects everyone in the whole world. Okay, so that's coming up during the second hour. Look forward to that. I will be going to the phones here in just a second, or actually a minute or so, but I do want to give you a concert recommendation. People who've heard me over the years and know me know that I'm a big music fan. I try to attend a lot of concerts, what I can afford as far as time and money, but there is a really good show happening tonight in Milwaukee. If you're into British blues rock and guitars and the sounds of the 70s. It's at the Vivarium tonight. And I should mention first, you know, when you go to concerts these days, if you go to a show at Fiserv Forum or even the Riverside Theater, other places, you could spend $100 a ticket or $200 a ticket. Some of the big shows are $300 or $400 for a ticket or more. But this show that I'm going to tell you about is a bargain and a half, because the tickets are only $35 and you'll get to see a legendary band. The band that I'm talking about is the band that was playing the music as we were coming into this segment. It's Wishbone Ash, one of the great British blues rock bands that first came to prominence in the early and mid 1970s, famous for their use of twin lead harmony guitars, two lead guitarists playing together often in the songs. And I've seen them several times over the years, most recently just a couple of weeks ago in Cleveland. But this sound of these twin lead harmony guitars is a sound that you may have heard with other bands, utilized to some degree by bands like Thin Lizzy and the Allman Brothers Band. But nobody really did it to the same degree as Wishbone Ash. In addition to that show I saw a couple of weeks ago by these guys, I have a friend that lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and he saw them last week, said it was a great show. And if you have an opportunity, you want to go out tonight and see a great concert, I would highly recommend it. Again, it's at the Vivarium in Milwaukee. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. This band has 24 albums, 24 studio albums, 11 live albums, and 5 live DVDs. Wishbone Ash doing this tour called the Wish List Tour. They ask their fans to submit requests on social media that they are performing at their shows. And tonight's show in Milwaukee is a special show because they are doing an album called Argus live in its entirety. That I think is their most popular album. Came out in the early 70s, maybe 72 or 73, thereabouts. And had one big hit, which is the song that we heard coming into the segment here, a song called Blowin' Free, that I used to play on the rock and roll radio stations I used to work at back in the day. But I think that's about all I'll say about it for now. They do have one of the original founding members still in the band, Andy Powell, great guitarist, plays Gibson Flying V. Okay, that's what he's famous for. Also, the bass player, Bob Skeet, has been in the band since 1997. And again, the last thing I'll mention is it's a bargain. It's only $35 for a ticket at the new Vivarium venue, capacity 450. And I hope the place is packed tonight because I'm sure it'll be a great show. Enough on that for now. Hey, let's go to the phone lines and see if we can take a couple of calls here before the bottom of the hour. We're going to go to L.A. Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, Stu. I'm sorry I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but first, I am a proud FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Democrat, and I encourage everyone to check out FDR's Second Economic Bill of Rights that we've talked about the last couple of days. Wanted first off say that button up something that a guy called about yesterday at the end of the show. Just because a woman has a right to choose doesn't mean she chooses to have a termination. It's about either her choice or big government choice. Most women that get pregnant choose, in quotes, to have a child, 85% of them. Nobody is using termination as a way of birth control anymore because of the fact that we have actually become more educated and we have the pill and vasectomies and things like this. However, even the guy yesterday when he called in said it was either about pro-life or pro-death, he said. I don't know if you caught that, but he said pro-death. Nobody on the Democratic side is in favor of a pro-death policy. In fact, we don't believe in war on the Democratic side. We don't believe in capital punishment for the most part on the Democratic side. We are, and we need to take back the moniker of pro-life. We believe that kids should not go to bed hungry. We believe that people should have a good home. Everything that they actually are, as I always say, if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. Everything that they are would point to being pro-death. But that being said, I'd like everyone to reframe it in terms of pro a woman's right to choose or pro big government's right to choose, because they actually want to control every aspect of our bodies, of our life, everything. So I wanted to say that first, Stu.
Tom, we got to go. Can you hold on? I got to ask you to hold on for the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Four WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced preliminary deer harvest and license sale totals for the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer season. Preliminary figures indicate the number of gun deer hunters in Wisconsin slightly increased compared to 2023. As of 11:59 Sunday night, sales for gun deer privileges, which include gun, archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses, reached 778,111, up 0.48% from the same time last year. Of those, 541,258 were for gun privileges only. Final license sales figures will be available in January, at which time DNR staff will perform a thorough analysis and interpretation. In total, hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer hunt, compared to 90,831 registered for the same period in 2023. This is a 1.8% decrease from a year ago and 4.7% below the five-year average. In the Southern Farmland District, which includes Crawford, Grant, Iowa, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties, there were a total of 20,567 deer harvested, which included 10,585 antlered and 9,982 antlerless. Vernon County had the most deer harvested at 2,797, followed by Grant with 2,160 and Sauk with 1,908. Richland County reported a total harvest of 1,657. Crawford County saw 1,782 deer harvested, and Iowa County had a total of 993. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glicken Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Our travel weather will be pretty good through this holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 39 this afternoon. Tonight, flurries, 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be cold with highs in the mid-20s and lows in the teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show, usually at 6 a.m. in Madison, fill it in for Dom. I'm certain Thanksgiving a little early. James Santel and Dr. Tim Slucker will be guests. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice.
There's a classic for you, huh? It's Alice's Restaurant, a Thanksgiving tradition for, what, almost 50 years now? Arlo Guthrie telling the true story about what happened to him when he went to Alice's Restaurant and had to deal with the law at a time when he was being inducted into the Army. And we should mention, too, that Alice, who owned the restaurant, just passed away, like last week, if I remember correctly, saw it in the news. But she got a lot of traction from that song over the past 50 years. Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host today, Stu Daniels. And by the way, I would like to thank Earl for giving me this opportunity this week to fill in for him Monday, Tuesday, and today. He will be back on Monday. This coming Monday, next Monday, the 2nd of December. So you can look forward to that. Also, stick around because coming up during the second hour of today's show, about a half hour from now, I'm going to ask you to call in and tell me what you are thankful for at this Thanksgiving time of year. Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday, not because of the turkey and the mashed potatoes and stuff, but more just because I think that we should show gratitude every day and be grateful for what we have and say thanks to people who help us out. And this is one time every year when hopefully people will think about being grateful and being thankful. So I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and I hope you'll stick around and call in during the next hour because I'll be looking for lots of phone calls. And tell me what you are thankful for this year. By the way, if you want to get in on the phone number is 855-752-4842. And let's go back to the phones. We got L.A. Tom on the line. We were talking to him just before the break. Sorry to cut you off there, Tom, for the break, but go ahead and finish what you wanted to say.
Well, I understand the breaks. So, no, I'd like to say is that Democratic Party is actually the party of pro-life. We believe in a woman's right to choose, but that doesn't necessarily mean termination. And for you people out there that think that, you know, pro-life means that you don't have an opportunity to try to maybe change a person's mind about their choice, personally, you do. Just because a woman has the right to choose does not mean that it's pro-abortion or pro-termination. So I wanted to get that cleared off from yesterday. Also, anyone that calls in and talks about policy, I would love for them to actually tell us. When they say Kamala Harris didn't have any policy, please tell us what you mean by that, because she did have major planks in her plan, and she did have policy. So I really would love to be pushed back upon. And Stu, I can call back in about what I'm thankful for. I can tell you now, what would you like me to do?
Yeah, you can stay on the line right now, and you'll be the first one in with what you are thankful for at this Thanksgiving time. Go ahead. Let us know.
All right. I am very, very thankful for Civic Media. I'm very, very thankful for you. I wish that they would give you your own show or you could do the news again because I miss it. Your voice is like silk, and you are incredible. Also am very, very thankful for Jeannie and Sue with her facts. I am so thankful for the new listener, Ann, who I turned on to this radio station from Chippewa Falls. I'm even thankful when people come to what I will call No Talking Points Radio, because that's basically, I think, what Civic Media is. I am even thankful for those people that come with an honest discussion. And not just bring their talking points or what they heard on right-wing radio for the day. But I would say I'm thankful for Gary. I'm thankful for CJ. I'm thankful for Dave. I'm also thankful for Charles and Al and just everybody at Civic Media, because I really think that this has been the anecdote to Scott Walker. I'm also thankful for Mike Crute and Dom Salvia, who's kind of started this whole thing. Yeah, I think that honestly, we are very, very fortunate to have Civic Media, because even out here in California, we don't have the progressive media that you have there in Wisconsin. So I'd recommend that everyone download the app, listen to it, the radio stations. Tell your friends about the station because of the fact that it's truthful radio. And last, just turn off your OAN, turn off your Fox News, turn off all of that, and pick up a history book. Because it seems to me that we have every 100 years just different characters. And as the gentleman said yesterday about Smoot-Hawley tariffs, it looks to me like we're basically back to the 1930s again, or 1925s, the 30s, with Hoover, just that Hoover is now Trump, and that people just need to read the history book because they might be able to figure out what the hell is really going on rather than listening to right-wing hate radio or Fox so-called news. Thank you, Stu. And I wish I was there to actually go and listen to that band tonight because I actually would enjoy that. And you always bring it. So thank you. And thank you to all the callers. And remember that we, the people, ultimately are the government. Thanks, Stu.
Thank you, L.A. Tom. I appreciate that. I appreciate the kind words about myself and about civic media and about all of the listeners. I think one of the great things about civic media in general, and specifically about the Earl Ingram Show, is how the callers communicate with each other over the radio show. We often hear people talking about other callers calling in, and it's like a little family. You know, most of the regular listeners can list off half a dozen, maybe a dozen of the regular callers who call in. And Tom, I got to say the same thing to you. You bring it, man. Every time you've got great facts, great information, so on point. And I know that many of our listeners are thankful for you and the information that you bring and the information that you've taught them, that they've learned from you over the years. So thank you very much. All right. Hey, let's continue on the phone lines here. Let's go to Susan in Kenosha. Good morning, Susan. What do you have for us today? Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. But the thing that I'm 75. I think you might be around my same age. I'm just thankful to be on this side of the grass, tell you the truth. I really am. And I'm thankful for my, hey, all that music that you play, I heard it when it first was brand new.
Yeah.
And that's funny. I get a kick out of it, and I love it. But I am thankful for all the wonderful people. And I am thankful for civic media because it gives me a platform to explain how I feel. And I listen to how other people feel. And we can get through anything. We will get through this like we have before. And people, have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't drag misery into it. Just be happy. Hug your loved ones. And just let's just move on. And that's all I can say.
No, that's great. I appreciate that. Yeah, Susan, thank you for calling in. And have a happy Thanksgiving. And let's continue down the line. Let's go to, thank you. Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. Happy to hear from you. What do you have to say for us today?
Well, good morning, Stu. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I do appreciate the kind, you know, caring words that come from Tom from L.A., but sometimes he misrepresents what we believe. And you were speaking earlier about this isn't a war, a tariff war. This is an immigration, unlawful, open border war. And 300,000 Americans have died from fentanyl since Biden and Harris took office. So this was an ultimatum. So please be honest about what this was. He said, if you don't stop the illegal immigration and the fentanyl coming in from our country, on day one, there's going to be a tariff put on your products. And you know what? We're already paying over $1 trillion for the illegals that have come in. That's what we're paying in our social structure, our education system, and our health care. So America voted resoundingly that we want not a closed border, but legal immigration. So please don't misclaim the fact that this is a tariff war, because it's not. It's about breaking the law. And there's only one party that stands up to the laws. And unfortunately, it's the Republicans, because Democrats don't believe in it. They pick and choose which law they're going to enforce, when they're going to go to the Supreme Court and force people to pay for someone else's education loan that they signed their name to. It's about buying votes for your party. That's all it is. You're trying to buy votes. And
yeah,
you know what, CJ, I'm thankful for?
Go ahead. I'm interested to hear.
No. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you a question. Yeah, I was just going to respond to what you had to say. So do you think that putting a 25% tariff on all goods coming in from Mexico, do you think that that will take care of the fentanyl problem, that that will take care of the problem with undocumented people coming over the border for work or whatever it may be?
I think it's going to force China and Mexico to do something different. And the cartels are running the Mexican government. So, yes, this is going to do something, and it already has. There was a huge caravan of illegals coming from, what have they come from, 160 different countries so far, but has already disbanded, because they know this man, this president, this candidate campaigned on, you know what, he's going to do what he says he was going to do, and he already has. And that's the power of peace through strength. This man is powerful because he's not a politician. He is a businessman that has watched this country deteriorate in 4 years. And everybody who has money in their pocket, we've now gone from the most money in our pocket to the highest debt carrying, ask people with their credit cards, in less than 4 years. We used to have the most money in our pocket with the least amount of debt, and it flip-flopped. Now we got the least amount of money due to
inflation. I don't know about those statistics, but CJ, let me ask you one more question before I got to let you go, because we are running out of time. We're going to go to a break in just a minute or so, but I want to ask you, what's your response to the Mexican president saying that the big problem is the consumption of drugs by United States citizens?
Well,
are you still there, CJ?
That may be, I am. But you know what? That's deflection. That's all deflection, because it's coming. I mean, look at Stu. The numbers, look at the graph that he tried to put up when he got shot. The graph tells the whole story. The day that your candidate, Joe Biden, stood on the stage and told the illegals to come, that arrow starts climbing. And when he got elected, it shot
off. Wait a minute. Tell me what you mean when you say that Joe Biden told illegals to come to the United States. I don't remember that, and I'm not going to call them illegals. Those are your words. But what are you talking about when you say Joe Biden told illegals to come into the country?
He stood on the campaign stage. I can look it up and give you the date where he told, you know what, we are a country of, exactly, we want immigration. We want legal immigration. But he campaigned and told people to come as a candidate. Joe Biden said, come.
All right.
And opened it up. And the arrow started.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Hey, CJ, I want to thank you for calling. We got to go to the break. We're out of time. And I want people to call in during the next hour and tell me what you are thankful for. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? sauerkraut, peas, beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going
yes.
to get yes. them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's Chicago, going back to their first album. And welcome back into the Earl Ingram Show. Or was that their second album? I can't remember. It's been too many years. Hey, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host, Stu Daniels. And if you want to join the conversation, give us a call. The number is 855-752-4842. And we've been having an interesting discussion today, and several different viewpoints. And I know sometimes people might say that I let some people go on for too long, but I think it's important to hear their voices and to hear where they're coming from and why they believe what they do. You know, what is it that causes them to believe what they do? But anyway, let's before we go back to the phones, I just want to remind you that coming up during the next hour, just after the top of the hour break, I'm going to be asking you to call in with your reasons for being thankful at this Thanksgiving time of year. What are you thankful for? I'm hoping I get a lot of callers, people calling in and telling us what it is you're thankful for. It can be something small in your life, or it can be something big that affects us all. But there is a lot to be thankful for. There always is. And there's always good reason to show gratitude and to be grateful for what we have. So I hope you'll consider calling in next hour, even if you're not a regular caller. So let's go to the phone lines again and see what Mike in Kenosha has to say. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Very, very thankful, like one of the other callers said. To be north of dirt at our age. I'm a retired guy, and just I'm very happy that I've got most of my health, and my neighbors are doing pretty well. It could be a lot worse, and I'm grateful for Civic Media and the opportunity to chat on the air from time to time. I would like to respond quickly to your prior caller. And I don't know, I have a clear as mud understanding of CJ's call. I don't understand How he can claim that only one side is that is for the rule of law. I'm perplexed, especially on a day like today where you'd think we'd be a little solemn, we'd be a little more grounded, and yet the smoke and mirrors of conservative politics couldn't be more murkier and more difficult to see through. I'm just blown away by how far removed from reality many of the people like CJ are. They continue to spew things that just are absolutely not true. The economy people had more money in their pockets 4 years ago and now were than in debt the most. No, that was Ronald Reagan's era that happened. CJ, I don't know what to say other than getting back on point. Thank you. We're grateful for all kinds of things. The Packers are doing well. And we have a long weekend in front of us for all of us to enjoy. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Mike, I really appreciate you calling in, Mike. And you might want to turn your radio down because I can hear my voice feeding back. But anyway, you know, what you brought up is really interesting about CJ. And I think it's important to hear from people like him and to hear what they have to say. But, you know, the thing that I find so ironic is that he says that there's, you know, the Republicans are the party of the rule of law, right? They're the ones that support the rule of law. But before Donald Trump came along, if anybody provoked an insurrection to stop the peaceful transfer of power, they would have been arrested on the spot. He provoked a mob of a few thousand people to attack the United States Capitol from, you know, to prevent the transfer of power. You know, how do you call that the rule of law? And it looks like he's not even going to have to pay a price for it. No accountability at all. Our incoming president has somehow skated through life without ever having to be accountable. You know, he's obviously committed crimes throughout his whole life. He's indicted on many counts. And yet some people still think that the Republican Party is the party that is, you know, follows the rule of law. I just don't understand, because it seems like now with the incoming administration, we're getting away from the rule of law, and that an outlaw, somebody outside of the law who breaks the laws, can be the president of the United States again. Kind of ironic. Anyway, Mike, are you still there? Yep. Thank you for the call. Let's see how much time we got. We're running out of time. So let's go ahead and take the break, and hopefully you will call in during the next hour. Again, I'm going to be taking phone calls from listeners and asking you the question, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? The phone number is 855-752-4842. I'm Stu Daniels, and you're tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Jimmy Costa, guest host The Maggie Dawn Show. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.